Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 16th edition of Rome Film Festival. I'm in company of Chloe Zhao and Victoria Alonso, director and executive producers of The Eternals.
Marvel movies have always managed to depict, you know, big real-life issues through fantasy and fiction. And could we say that they have the same, let's say, metaphoric function today as mythology did before?
I think they do. I think the mythology that we all learned or read or was in our histories, they all dealt with power. They dealt with love. They dealt with transitions. They dealt with belonging. All of that was part of the mythology. Are we here for a little bit? Are we here for a long time? Will we be the same when we get to the other side? That's all part of the mythology that, I mean, at least the one that I read. I don't know, maybe you did another, something else in China, but in Argentina, that's what we were taught.
Yeah.
And I think very much what we do in our movies are those massive themes.
What do you think, Chloe?
Well, when I was making smaller independent films, I kept thinking about the universal things that's going to unite us, right? We can tell a story very authentic to one world, but it has to be the things that the character goes through has to be universal. So when we're dealing with something so much bigger and bigger world of fantastical characters, going back to mythology is very important because these mythologies from all cultures has a lot in common. So if you stick with these, you know, it can't go wrong because these are questions, these are created every, I don't know, a few decades and 100 years. It doesn't stop, it remains the same. And there's a reason why they exist and people are still reading about them.
Yep.
And if you use that as a guide, you will be able to tell universal story.
What do you both think that people still need to put labels on cinema and films, you know, divide them into art house films and blockbuster? And that's for both of you. And Chloe, about that, what did you decide not to care about this and jump to direct something that apparently doesn't fit with the rest of you, of the things?
What's the category you said?
I mean, you know, art house and blockbuster.
Oh,
you know, this need
house.
To
okay.
divide
yeah.
cinema.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. But why do you think that people still do that? And why did you decide not to do that and embrace something that apparently is different from what you did before?
You want to go first?
People need labels. It's a need so they can actually feel confident and comfortable in who they are and what they believe in. Without a label, what you believe in, then you have a choice. You don't have to listen. You have to listen to yourself. That is the hardest, hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
So we go for labels so that we can criticize it or agree with it. But if I take all the labels out, who would you be? If society wouldn't put a label in an economic status or who you love or what you drive, would we be the same? No. So labels are a security blanket for whoever puts the labels there. In our movies, we have tried time and again to take those labels, do without them, and challenge you to think and feel for yourself. Whether you call that a superhero movie or not, that's what we're trying to do.
You touched on something. It's very vulnerable to shed the label. And I feel that I understand why people stay within one. Because a sense of identity mm-hmm. is important. I understand why each side would defend their identity. Very much so. And there are place and people and movies for that. That's fine. But there's also, I find myself always sort of in the middle of things my entire life. Doesn't matter what it is. And if you think of the small independent films I made, they don't necessarily take sides. Things are quite ambiguous. And in this case, I don't believe in this type of division. I do believe that they were created both mainly because of a shift in distribution model. I believe historically, they're not that divided. I believe that we are coming back together more. And I have immersed myself on each side, and I felt a genuine curiosity from each side for each other. And also, let's not forget, a huge thing happened in the last year. It's the threat to the theatrical experience.
Yeah.
And I've seen film festivals coming together, used to be competitive. I've seen studios sometimes come together, you know.
Ooh,
because,
yeah.
And this is the time for all of us who love the theatrical experience to come together and learn from each other and not divide.
And we've been talking to Chloe Zhao and Victoria Alonso, director and producer of The Eternals, at the 16th edition of Rome Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.